Sure. So the Global Pulse is badged as the UN Secretary General's Innovation Initiative. And essentially, what that means is it's the UN's attempt to get to grips with what they understand as big data technologies, so largely machine learning, based on machine learning. And to try and harness that technology to complete their or to achieve their human rights and development mandates. Its headquarters is in is in New York, just a few blocks down from the UN headquarters. But they've set up two satellite labs, so one in Uganda and one in Indonesia. And they basically produce prototypes of big data tools for development, data gathering tools. So they might partner with other UN agencies like the UNHCR to, say, monitor Twitter feeds of to pick up data about migration routes through the Med. And they might also work with, say, the Ugandan government to monitor Ugandan talkback radio to try and pick up early warnings of hate speech and potential for violence against refugees in Uganda. Or they might use big data techniques to monitor and predict smog and pollution, air pollution in Jakarta. I guess the impetus behind the Global Pulse seems to be the UN's anxiety about its own competency to complete its work. So I think one of the kind of hidden stories to the Global Pulse is the UN's ongoing financial crisis. It's just run out of money. I think it looks across at big tech and sees an opportunity to continue to do its work in a way that I think they both see it as a way of making their work more efficient, but also by taking up the rhetoric around big data, that it can attract a certain kind of investment, whether it's from the technology companies themselves or from governments, particularly in say Scandinavian countries that are very excited about supporting data projects in places like Uganda and Indonesia. And I think that side of the story becomes pretty clear when you look at the launch of the Global Pulse back in, I think, 2012, where the then Secretary General Ban Ki-moon launched the Pulse alongside former executives from Amazon and Apple. The Global Pulse is headed up by a former head of Microsoft's humanitarian systems. So it seems pretty clear, I think, even just from the personnel involved, that this is the UN's attempt to ride kind of that big tech wave. The radio content analysis tool is one of the prototypes developed by their Kampala lab in Uganda. And its function is to essentially analyze Ugandan talkback radio. And so in the documentation about the tool, the Pulse really emphasized this kind of overwhelming amount of audio that's produced by Ugandan radio every day. And the point there is to really emphasize the incapacity of the human in the human listener in that situation. There's no possibility of having enough people listening to enough radio stations to capture everything that's going on. And so that's where machine learning comes in. And so the tool works by first filtering out music and ads from all of the radio played in Uganda, and then producing using speech recognition software to produce transcripts of of the talkback radio portions, and then it uses keyword filtering that's been kind of trained by human analysts and human taggers to pick out supposedly relevant snippets of conversation. And so the diagram that the Pulse uses to illustrate this process is you kind of start with this really large box of unstructured data, and then that box gets smaller and smaller as they intervene with more machine learning processes, so culminating in this kind of useful, tagged and categorized information at the end. And that useful information at the end varies between, it could be, their examples that they give is, it could be picking up instances of hate speech on Ugandan radio, again, aimed at vulnerable groups like refugees, but it could also be more in the vein of kind of user feedback on services. So refugees calling in to complain about, say, the health and sanitation services in a refugee camp. And so that's the basic idea of it.